Robbie Gould. He's the San Francisco 49er. And every year, NFL teams nominate one player who exhibits excellence both on and off the field to be their Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year nominee. And the 49ers are proud to have nominated Robbie Gould. The Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year, I want you to listen to this, is presented annually by the NFL, honoring a player's volunteer and charity work as well as his excellence on the field. Robbie, congratulations on your nomination. And what would winning the Walter Payton Award mean to you?
Well, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. This award's kind of unique for me because I've played in Chicago for 11 years. I know the family pretty well. I've been able to see what Walter Payton did in the Chicago community on and off the field. And just knowing what this award represents and having a little bit of a closer touch and feel to what it means to the National Football League, but also as a player in the NFL, it's pretty special for me. So I'm honored to be the nominee for the 49ers, and I'm excited to go down to the Super Bowl and represent the 49ers. And obviously this is something that, you know, is a platform that the NFL gives you, but to do a lot of great things on and off the field. And, you know, the 49ers is a great place to do that because they make it so easy.
What are some of the causes you're involved in and some of the volunteer work you've done?
Well, in Chicago, I work pretty closely with Lurie Children's Hospital and Ace Hardware Foundation. And we put on a golf tournament and raised almost $900,000 in one day. With some of those funds, we put together a reading room in the actual hospital and filled it with books so that patients can go down to that room in between appointments and kill some time or get some normalcy at night that kind of keep them in their routine. We've also given that money to the hospital to be able to use for resources, which is kind of unique. My family, we've been involved with that hospital for a couple of different things with some of our kids, and you know, they obviously make it very comforting for the patient. In San Francisco, what's really interesting is when I got here, this area is so unique with so many different opportunities, whether it's, you know, homeless shelters, whether it's working in the food bank, which the nominee gets $50,000, and I'm working with Second Harvest Food Bank to help them, you know, put together some items to help with some of these Martha's Kitchen and the city team. Those that I've been involved in, we've done anything from education, we've done anything from girls empowerment last night. There's been a lot of things that this organization that is, makes it very easy for the players to really grasp a hold of those opportunities and really take the lead on making a difference, but vice versa too.
Robbie, when you look at the Niners this year on the field, I know the record is not what you guys want it to be. You've had some injuries. But I will say this about the 2018 San Francisco 49ers. They play hard. You guys give your all. Is that a testament to Coach Shanahan? And can you just share with us what it's like playing for a coach like him?
Well, I think it's a testament to the whole organization. You know, obviously, I think that's the type of players that they're trying to get in here. They spent a good bit of the first year trying to change the culture, and I think Kyle Shanahan, with his personality and his football acumen, has really done a great job of really taking the reins on understanding what it's going to take to win. You know, and I think you saw a lot of that at the end of last year, guys starting to come together, starting to get it, play with grit. There'll be one thing that we never do, and that's we're never going to not play hard, right? And I think that's because of the type of leader that him and John Lynch are. So, yeah, the record might not be exactly what everyone thought it would be this year, but I think what's unique about the direction we're headed is, you know, there's a lot of young guys getting experience, and some of the mistakes that may be made on the field right now, well, you would want that to happen in a 2-10 season, not in a playoff run. So the nice part is that experience that they're gaining should help us next year. And there's a lot to be excited about coming into next year.
We're joined by Robbie Gould of the San Francisco 49ers. So your brother Chris is a special teams coach for the Broncos. What was it like going up against him last week?
Well, it was my first win against them, so, you know, it felt pretty good to get the win. We've been competing since we were kids, and, you know, it's just it's pretty unique to be able to share an experience in the National Football League with your brother. Whether it's when he was winning the Super Bowl here as the Denver Broncos in his first year, and I was able to sit here as a fan, now being playing here, it's a little different, right? So I kind of get, you know, the vibe of where I was, and still some nostalgia to that, walking out of the tunnel every day. But I think, you know, he's an unbelievable football mind. He's done a fantastic job of carving out a little niche for himself as the type of coach that he is. And, you know, he's a guy that has been very helpful for me because he watches a lot of film. So I can bounce some ideas off of him and become a better player.
Robbie, what's it like watching your teammate Kittle perform at the tight end position? I mean, this guy's just come out of nowhere, and hopefully he'll get to the Pro Bowl.
Well, he should be in the Pro Bowl. There's no doubt about it. You know, I think he's having that kind of season, but everyone's going to look at his stats, and everyone's going to look at, like, kind of the year that he's having, because that's what the Pro Bowl is all about, right? But I think this all started for George in the offseason. You know, he was one of the guys from year one, last year's rookie class, to year two, that you could really see the growth physically. You know, he came back in great shape. He was bigger, he was faster, he was stronger. You're seeing a guy who got the ability to understand the offense another year, right? So, you know, you talk about the growth, the young kids that we're going through right now, right, with some of these guys, some of those mistakes. Well, George is one of those guys that has really taken the lead and taken the charge of being the leader of his class, that rookie class. And I think you're seeing all that hard work and time and effort really pay off. And I'm really happy for him because there's, you know, he's definitely deserving of everything that he's getting right now, from the Pro Bowl to all the attention of how he's playing. And, you know, he's playing at a very, very high level.
Robbie, before I let you go, I'm a Pennsylvania guy myself. Where is Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania?
Right in the middle, right by Penn State University.
Okay.
About an hour away, an hour east.
I got you. What? Why is it called Jersey Shore?
That's the name of the town. I couldn't even tell you.
Because I think of the Jersey Shore when I hear Jersey Shore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I just thought that was – and, of course, you went to Penn State and played for Joe Paterno there, and that's where you ended up getting into the NFL. He played for the Patriots, Ravens, Bears, Giants. Where do you like kicking, Levi Stadium or in Chicago, which is better?
You know what? Chicago is easier for sure.
Really?
Usually there is pretty constant. You know, it's the way the wind blows here and how the stadium's built really makes for an interesting game. You know, different ends and different hashes, the different ends, the ball moves, you know, left to right one hash and right to left on the other. And then as the game goes and the wind switches. So you just have to have some of the keys down and trust the you know, what the flags are doing on top of the field goal post. This is definitely one of the harder places I've been where I've had to kick in my career. But, you know, once you get used to it and you start understanding it, it gets a little easier. But then just when you think you have it, there's a different wind and some things come into play. But, you know, the guys that have really helped me through and accelerate my comfort level is, you know, Coach Hightower. He had been here before. On a different coaching stint a couple of years ago. And, you know, Bradley Pinion, pretty knowledgeable, and had Phil Dawson here. So those guys communicated a lot. You know, Bradley communicating with me during a game or understanding what, having been here longer, has definitely helped me become a lot more comfortable with the stadium.
Gotcha. I wouldn't have expected that answer, but I get it. Hey, Robbie, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And good luck with potentially winning the Walter Payton Award, although you've already done a lot to earn praise for that. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Robbie Gold.